Hello, everybody. I'm referencing Donald J. Trump's racist rant in the White House a couple of days ago. So just for those Trumpites who are frequently denying the president, Donald J. Trump, this is yet more proof. It couldn't be more blatant, calling a certain nationality garbage repeatedly. In British, that's rubbish. So they are worthless. They are dirty. That's what he's saying. It's like in the First World War, the First Reich, referring to some people as Dumme Volker or whatever. And he has previous on this one, how he referred to shithole countries. Now, okay, that wasn't recorded. He disputed that. But, you know, who would believe him? A man who's told over 20,000 lies on the record. Lie after lie after lie after lie, proven lie. So his denials are just not worthy of belief. Just like he denied any, you know, relationship with Stormy Daniels. He denied making payments to her, which is proved that he did. And then a man convicted in a court of New York of, was it 34 counts of electoral finance fraud and so on. He was a fraudster, the biggest fraudster with his so-called Trump University that wasn't a university at all. How on earth is he not in jail? So he is a blatant criminal, a man proved by a court to have sexually abused a woman, E. Jean Carroll, who's been accused by about 20 women of sex crimes, all the way up to including rape. And no, that doesn't prove it. It just makes it extremely likely. And we say, what about Bill Clinton? Yeah, Bill Clinton's probably a rapist too. Okay, so I'm bipartisan on this one. So he was, so if one Somali commits fraud, then they're all bad. Is that true of white Americans too? And these Somalis who you refer to are mainly Somali Americans. If you look at the Somali community in the United States, the majority of them are Americans. So it doesn't matter if people's ancestors came to the U.S. In, you know, 1607 or whatever it was to found Jamestown or came over in the Mayflower. It doesn't matter if they became citizens today. They all have the right to be American. I'm not American, by the way. As President John F. Kennedy said, the United States is a nation of immigrants. I know in a sense we're all immigrants. We all come from the Rift Valley in Africa. We're all Africans in that sense. We're all related somewhere along the line. But it takes someone as stupid and malicious as Donald J. Trump to think that nationality, birthplace, skin color makes so much difference. It's determinative of someone's personality and actions. It's not true. There's not personal responsibility. So, wow. I mean, are all white Americans garbage? Of course not. Are they all responsible for the behavior of the worst of them? No. So don't try and typify one ethnic group or nationality based on its very worst members. Now, you know, I'm not American and I'm not German and I'm not Scots. You know, he's a Scottish German American, Donald J. Trump, but I am white. So I'm in the same category as him. I shouldn't be judged by his crimes, that I'm not guilty of them. That's guilt by association. So it shows how weak he is at heuristics. He's all into categorizing people. He's a cognitive miser. He's got obviously very low cognitive function and he can't think, he can't deal with people as individuals, has to put them in categories and say they're good, they're evil, they're smart, they're stupid, they're idle, they're industrious or whatever, according to their ethnicity, always judges by appearance. And how people are normalizing this, he's such a dimwit. Wow. He's unanalytical. It's sickening. It's appalling. I'm afraid it's totally unsurprising. He's got previous on this one. So during a cabinet meeting, no doubt, knowing this film, they said, we can go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking garbage into our country. Then it was alluding to Somalis. So calling a whole nationality of tens of millions of people garbage. Wow. Wow. Atrocious. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country. Well, that's another lie. Somalis work in all sectors, and of course they contribute to the country. And there I was in Kenya meeting Somalis, some delightful chaps, and presuming there'll be some bad Somalis too. So that is what prejudice is. It's judging before you know a person, immediately assuming the person to be bad, to be wicked, to be lackadaisical, to be dishonest. And he's obviously the most dishonest person of all. So it was foul racialism. How revolting. Said Somalia is no good and stinks. We don't want them in our country. Now, I'm not sure if he meant stinks metaphorically. He's never been to Somalia. Neither have I. But yes, I do know it's a less economically developed country and presumably will have some problems with sanitation, particularly as it's very hot. But yeah, it does have some problems to some extent caused by the United States. The Operation Restore Hope, which didn't. And obviously, you know, there are pirates there, sort of a failed state. There's Somaliland in the north, a former British colony doing quite well. Wants recognition, but sort of warlords running the rest of Somalia, that the Islamic Courts Union and so forth, and some of them were engaging in piracy as one of the poorest countries in the world. So they thought that as a way to make a quick buck. And then he savaged Ilhan Omar, a congresswoman, and she's of Somali origin, calling her garbage, her friends are garbage. I don't mind that so much. Okay, this is politics, it's a contact sport. He can say rough things about her, but she's tough enough to take it. Unlike him, he's very thin-skinned. Somalis do nothing but complain. Well, there he is being a whiny little bitch as usual. Well, obviously, presumably Somalis complain. Everybody complains sometimes. They do a lot else besides complain. And why do they complain? Partly because of the racism fomented by people like him. So bigotry against them for being black and bigotry against them for being Muslim, a relatively recent immigrant community. Wow. They should remember, you know, he's half ethnically German. His grandparents might have experienced some hostility. The new groups always do. And okay, he's British on his mother's side, so there's probably very little hostility towards her. Deport immigrants. Should he deport his mother? How about his first wife and indeed his third wife? Deport them. Another thing about those two is that's proof yet again, immigrants have to do the jobs that no American will do, no matter how much money's involved. And so we go on. So it was because there was some fraud scandal and some Somali Americans were involved. Well, what you want to target is activities and not communities. Is people who are Somali American are not guilty of this in general. Only those who actually did it. It's like they used to be bigotry against Italian Americans or whatever. Now, his government denounces anti-Semitism, and rightly so. But that's got to apply to all racial religious groups. No one should be discriminated against for his or her ethnicity. And the Trump administration very often misuse anti-Semitism, make completely groundless accusations of anti-Semitism to try and cover up the genocide in Gaza. And here he is spitting racism, this foul, vicious, ignorant, toxic racist rant is just nauseating and is just what I come to expect from Donald Trump. So is dehumanizing, is bound to aggravate asperities towards them. You know, they're going to be verbally abused. They're going to be discriminated against in housing and employment. Children are going to be bullied. And it may lead to violence because there are some white supremacists. I'll take it a step further and they may murder Somalis. And he will have created the mood music to that. You see what it does to their civil rights, to wrongful detention, to legitimizing discrimination. He's setting the tone in the White House. It's absolutely revolting. And in many organizations, you'd lose a job if you spoke like that. And, you know, about the United States military is all meant to be about equality. The Somali Americans and that, they contribute far more than Donald Trump ever did. Wow, it's just vile. So no one should be mistreated, and that includes Somalis, for his or her ethnicity, nationality, skin color, faith, and so forth. And Donald Trump is going against that. Remember, the United States, the Founding Father says that, you know, no one should be mistreated on the basis of race, creed, or color. And he's going completely against that, telling all sorts of lies, claiming that Somalis never contribute anything. Well, they definitely do. Well, he's never contributed anything. You see the harm he's wrought to the United States, his terrorism across the world, murdering Venezuelan fishermen and so forth, piracy on the high seas. It's absolutely sickening. But as I say, I'm no longer shocked. Almost nothing would shock me coming out of him.